But that person is here tonight. But that's okay. We'll get that one too. But there is someone here. You've been having some problems, pains in the chest, pressure in the chest. You say, well, how do you know? Because God told me, and He's never wrong. Hallelujah. Whoever you are, come on up here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. What's her name?
Mary.
Okay, just step forward here. I'm not even going to touch you. We're just going to lift up Mary's name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing in Mary's heart physically, Father. There it is. Just begin to receive it right now. That anointing is here tonight for that miracle in the heart. So whoever you are, come up here. In Jesus' name, Father, we lift up Mary and we call her healed and we thank you for that miracle in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let it be done now. In Jesus' name. Who else? Who else? Mary just got a miracle. What time is it?
It's
7:35, something like that. Mary got her miracle.
Amen.
Tonight. What day am I on? October what?
21.
Hallelujah. Who else? There's someone else. You need to come up here. I can't stay on this forever. But He does want you healed. He does want you to have a miracle. Don't be afraid. Just step out and come on up here. Hallelujah, Jesus. Whoever you are, young, old, male, female, whoever you are, come on up here. Step out. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, I'd hate for someone to miss their miracle. I know it does happen, but I really hate to see it. Hate to see it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, you can be seated for the moment, but don't get too comfortable. Hallelujah. Thank you, Bev. That was wonderful. That was wonderful. I just sat there and just soaked in it. Listen to God, what He was saying. That was when He said, I want to heal a heart that is hurting physically. Not too late. My goodness. Hallelujah. All right. I don't know. I just know that there was someone here and He wants to heal their heart. It's probably you. Could be somebody else. You know, people get stubborn.
Well, I don't know if it's my heart or if it's something else, but I've had, you know, pain here. But
okay.
I don't know if it's...
We'll go ahead and take it anyhow.
Amen.
You don't want to be a stubborn one.
That's right.
No, that's right. Lift your hands. Hallelujah. I'm not going to touch you, but the anointing just went in your body right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, I thank you right now for healing her. You know the problem. You know where it's stemming from and starting from, the root of it. In Jesus' name, now. 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 Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lady, can I pray for you? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. I probably won't walk the aisle too much tonight unless you really get, you know, if I get ornery enough, I'll be back there. Hallelujah. Don't get too comfortable sleeping back there on that back row. I don't kick chairs off from under people anymore, but I do get kind of ornery. Lady, I'm just supposed to pray for you, so I'm just going to pray. Just lift your hands. Go ahead and stand behind her. You might move forward just a little bit, Letty. Still doing a healing in your body, you know. And we've done this several times. It's okay. We're going to keep doing it. We're going to keep doing it till you've received all the healing you need to complete whatever needs to be completed. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you right now for healing her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. In Jesus' name, she is healed. Jesus' name. Yeah, that's it. The anointing's all over you. Just receive it.
Hallelujah.
Got some Kleenexes there right behind the usher slash pastor. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Letty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Isn't it fun to get up and move around, let somebody in and out, sit back down, relax, and have to get up again? That's fun because that means God's doing something.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. We've been, Shelley and I have been preaching quite a bit in a church in Tahlequah. It's been wonderful. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It's good to have one over there like this one here. For me, for us anyhow, it's a blessing. It's an answer to prayer. We need somewhere to go to too. Without having to drive 2 hours every Sunday. Hallelujah, Jesus. And Wednesday. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Everybody stand back up. Hallelujah. Splinter out of your eye. Oh, it wasn't in your eye. Okay. Hallelujah. So anyhow, turn with me to Psalms 103. We're going to go ahead and get into the Word tonight. I think there's going to be some more things. Well, I know it. I don't think. There's going to be some more things that happen tonight. But I had to take care of that heart problem. I still am not totally released from it. But I only do what I'm only obedient. I try to be obedient. And I know I can hear Him. No brag, just fact.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Psalms 103, starting in verse 1. This has a lot to do with what we just done here. And verse 1, David said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." He knew to keep his soul in control and turn it toward God. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." See, I don't know if you know it or not, but sometimes your soul, your emotions, your intellect, it forgets. And it starts going the direction it wants to go. You will not get any farther in the kingdom of God. Now, He gave me more to this, and I'm holding back just a little bit, and I've asked for compassion tonight. I've asked for a lot of compassion. This may sound not quite so serious, but it's pretty serious. See, your soul will cheat you out of a lot of things. It will go the way that it wants to go if you let it. You have to be the one with your mouth to bring it back in line and turn it toward God. And that's what David was talking about here when he said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." If he didn't keep telling his soul to turn toward God, it would do what it wanted and he would drown and stay in that mire that he was in. But whenever he started reminding his soul of the things that God is so good at, He's so good to redeem me. He's so good to forgive all my iniquities. He's so good to bless me with loving kindness. You know, if you let your soul, it'll talk you out of things that God has for you. Now, I know, as far as I know, probably everyone here is born again. If there's not someone here not born again, then we'll give you that chance tonight before it's over with. But as far as I know, let's say everyone's born again. I'm not trying to talk you out of your salvation. If you're born again, if you've accepted Jesus as your Savior, you're going to heaven. You're going to heaven. But once again, and I've mentioned this before, but this is so heavy on me tonight. You cannot get to heaven and just stand there naked, not have done anything while you were here on earth, barely getting to heaven by the skin of your teeth. And now I'm one of those that believes that you can lose your salvation if you go far enough away from God that He can't get you back. So it's hard to do. I admit, it's hard to lose your salvation. Now, I know a lot of them will argue with me and say, you know, well, I don't believe that. Once saved, always saved. But I know what I see in the Word of God, that you can lose it, but it's hard to do. But let's just say all of you made it to heaven. But you're going to get asked to show what you've done here on earth. It's all going to be revealed. What you've done here on earth, what you haven't done. And your soul is going to be playing a big part of this while you're here on earth. You say, well, I thought it was our spirit. Yeah. Yeah, you've got to build your spirit up to the point that it overrides your soul and directs you in the right direction. But you still have to turn those emotions and that intellect. You've got to turn it toward God. And there is only one, well, not one way, but the main way to do that is through confession and worship. You've got to tell your soul what is God. If God says, which He does, that this place is blessed and it's going to grow in finances, then all the church body and the pastors have to keep telling their soul, this church is overflowing in finances. This church is overflowing in abundance in every area. Amen. Because if you don't, if they didn't, their soul would get the best of them, and this church would keep going downhill, downhill, and downhill till there wasn't nothing left. So you have to project that image out there. You say, well, what has this got to do with me? Well, what it's got to do with you is that if you come in here and you do those things concerning the church, it's easier to take it home and do it as a couple or as a single person and turn your own life, your own picture, toward God and project that image for yourself at home in your personal life. So it doesn't just apply to the church. Even though we give the demonstration while we're here in the church and then, you know, in this service, in this special service, or we might in another service on a Sunday morning or something, but that doesn't mean that it stops right here. It's just like praying in tongues. It doesn't stop here with a special service. You take it home, you take it on your job, you take it in your car, and you pray in tongues. Well, that's the same way with this. You take it in your car, You take it on your job. I know people may think you're crazy. There's been a lot of good godly men that they thought were crazy. And they were right. They lifted their hands and said, "Oh Lord, I thank you that I'm a blessed man or woman."
Hallelujah.
It doesn't just stop right here within these four walls. You take it home with you and you start turning your life toward God. Now this is important. Because I'm a little scared tonight. I'm a little scared with what I've heard tonight. Not from you all, but from God. Said people are not doing everything they can to turn themselves toward God. You're taking it too lightly. I don't know who you are. I'm not even going to try to guess that. I'm just giving you what He said. And He said, people are taking me too lightly and not turning their lives and their images toward me. And I cannot bless them unless they do. If they let their soul... Okay, thus saith the Lord. What I just said. You can't have the right image, and you can't gain all the blessings that God has unless you start getting control of that soul. About the time you think that you're walking high in God, here comes your soul with the devil nudging it a little bit. Here comes your soul, and believe me, I'm not giving the devil credit over this. It's your soul. I mean, sure, the devil will twist and nudge a little bit, but hey, it's your soul that gets credit for doing this, not the devil. Your soul is taking a different direction, and you think you've about got it won, but you don't have your soul under control, and so your soul is not turned toward God, and all of a sudden you fall apart, or even worse, you start accusing God. You can't do that and expect to be blessed. Yay, I'm blessed of God. And then accuse Him the next day. It doesn't work that way. But there's an eternal result that's at hand here. This is not just a temporal thing and not just a thing while we're here on earth, but it is eternal.
Right.
It concerns eternal things. What we do here determines tomorrow. How many times have you heard that?
Right.
How many times have I said that to you? What you do here now determines tomorrow. Determines the next day. So you've got to start putting the things in practice that you're supposed to put in practice.
Right.
You can't just ride along on Pastor Earl and Bev's wings. It doesn't work that way. Well, Daddy will do it for me. Mom will do it for me. My wife will do it for me. My husband will do it for me. No, that doesn't work that way. You're individually. You might be married, but you're individually responsible.
Amen.
And when you get to heaven, and you're standing there naked, and that's what I mean by that, you're standing there without any reward, you're standing there without anything to say before the Lord, and He's waiting for you to say what you've done, and you get a flash and a fast video of what you did not do. All because you let your soul control what direction your life went and what you did with your life. Say, "Well, my job." Well, there's your soul. Your soul is turned toward your job. Well, my wife. Your soul is turned toward your wife. Well, my husband. Your soul is turned toward your husband. Yeah, but, well, there, you know, you got to watch out for those yeah buts.
Right.
They'll get you every time.
Right.
You know, your soul can come up with a herd of yalbits. I'm just not ready to commit to God that much like you are, preacher. Well, at least you're telling the truth. I don't expect you to commit like I do. I expect you to commit to the extent that God wants.
Amen.
That's the answer. What God wants. Amen. Hallelujah. Strong stuff, but it's good. I'm just the donkey you rode in on.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So anyhow, David said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." And your soul will talk you out of His benefits. Once again, that's where that yalbit comes in, you know. Yeah, but, you know, He don't do that today. Well, yeah, He does. Now, don't let your soul do that to you. Don't let your soul, your emotions and your intellect, your mind talk you out of those things that God gave you freely. He died for those things and freely through His grace gave them to us. Don't let your soul talk you out of them. Thank you. Thank you for that amen. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. Yeah, but I got a bad disease. I got cancer. Yeah, well, God died for that too. He took on those stripes and you were healed of that cancer 2,000 years ago. Yeah, but, you know, I know someone who died. See, there's always that yeah, but in there. I know someone who died of cancer. God didn't heal them and they were a strong person of faith. Listen, God knows the deep and intimate things of a person's heart. You and I do not. Thank you. That's why you came along. God knows the intimate things. I'll say it one more time. I may not know your heart unless God revealed it. But He knows the deep things of the heart. And I say, well, I know that person was a strong person of faith. And they died of cancer, or they died of this or that. Listen, God is always justified.
Right.
Turn with me to let me look here. I think it's 2 Corinthians. Yeah. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Glory be to God forever. Hallelujah. Now, in this passage, we take it and we use it individually on ourselves. And which that's what we're going to do tonight. But let me put this in perspective a little bit. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, I'll give you just a moment to get there. Starting in verse 3, the background on this is that Paul was actually being challenged. His apostleship was being challenged. It was being questioned by a group of people or a certain group of men, whatever. It was being challenged. And he said, listen, I'm going to come. I'm going to come again in my apostleship. And here's what he had to say. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. Now, said, I'm coming again. Now, he was directing this toward these people that were challenging his walk with God and his office. He said, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Now, this is where he finished up when he was addressing those guys. He didn't finish up there, but this is the point I'm trying to get at here. And being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. He said, I'm coming again. You've challenged my call and where I'm walking with God. And I don't walk according to the flesh. The weapons of my warfare are not carnal, and I'm coming to punish all disobedience when my obedience is fulfilled. Now that's really where that's at in this passage. But now let's turn it on ourselves. We've done this before, but I'm going to point out a few things. We, you know, us in the church, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God. Now these weapons of warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty in God. So you've got to be in God. You can't say, oh, I've got the sword of the Spirit. I got the shield of faith. I got the weapons necessary. And be walking in the world or walking in the flesh and think that it's going to work. Are you kidding me? It's not going to work for you.
That's right.
They're mighty in God. When you're walking in God, that's when they work. That's when you apply them to your life. And if you're taking it serious and turning those things on yourself, the sword of the Spirit, when you turn it on yourself and start getting rid of that flesh with that sword, then you're walking toward God. If you think that you're going to use it, well, I'm going to use it to fight the devil, but I'm going to walk with one foot in the world, it's not going to work.
Amen.
Don't kid yourself. Is everyone at the back hearing me?
Yeah.
I want to make sure everybody hears this message. I drove 10 hours to deliver this message.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. I get real excited when I drive 10 hours to deliver a message and other people give me excuses, can't drive 30 minutes. You can see why I would get a little edgy. Just a little. But praise God you all did.
Amen.
Ruby, Kim,
Amen.
Letty. Praise God. Barrett. I appreciate you guys. And you here in Elkhart? Well, you got up and you came. You know, I'm sure you were tired from work when you got done with work, but you're here. Hallelujah. Glory. Of course, teachers really never get tired.
No.
I just couldn't resist, Marissa. Oh, okay. Well, hey, see there? Glory. Hallelujah. So anyhow, you've got to be walking in God if you're going to expect this to work. See, you can't walk in the world. You can't walk with one foot going toward the devil and expect it to work. That's why you've got to keep the soul in check and have it turned toward God. Now, on our flesh, you know, we can fast and things and put our flesh under. But on the soul, it's a different thing. The soul has to be turned toward God because it's a part of you. When you go to heaven, your soul and your spirit goes to heaven. You know? Where your flesh, you know, you shed it. So you've got to turn that soul toward God because God gave you that soul to worship Him with.
Amen.
The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. And you know, those strongholds, they can really get you. And you know, sometimes we'll have a stronghold in our life. You know, it could be anything. I'm not going to pick on any one thing, but you know, that stronghold, you know, it can be anchored in the soul pretty strong and be hard to overcome. Well, you can't just ignore it. It says for pulling down strongholds. Now, sometimes, you know, it gets pretty painful to pull down these strongholds in the natural, in the emotions. Here's one reason. You just imagine a castle, or how about a fort? Imagine a fort with high walls. You can't see over it. You can't see what's in it unless you pull down those walls.
That's right.
And the big thing that keeps you from pulling down those walls is fear. Fear of what you might find. Fear of what you might see inside the walls. But you can't see what's inside the walls until you pull down the walls. You've got to be able to see in there. Well, so most people choose to ignore it. Let it go. We've got to come face to face with ourselves and what it is that's stopping us and causing our soul to react that way. That's why we've got to do these things like praying in tongues, fasting, worship. We've got to do all these things, meditating the Word of God. How are you going to have weapons of your warfare if you don't meditate the Word of God, if you don't read it, if you don't crack your Bible open? Well, I get mine on Sunday. The pastor, he reads it to me. That ain't going to cut it. He's just giving you a little bit, trying to get you in there to open your Bible and start living by your Bible.
Amen.
See, that's what's supposed to happen. That's what's supposed to happen. But you've got to have the Word of God to have weapons of your warfare. Of the warfare. If you don't read your Bible, you're not going to have the weapons. You're standing there without any weapons. And you've got to pull down those strongholds. You've got to pull down those walls. Whatever it is in your soul, whatever it is in your life that is stopping you from going into God farther. See, that's all I want to do. That's all I want to do is take myself farther into God and as many people that will go with me farther into God. That's all I want to do. That's my whole desire. That's my goal. Nothing else. What about the miracles? Hey, they're great. I want to go farther into God and I want to take anybody that wants to go farther into God with me. The miracles are just icing on the cake, something along the way. Not belittling them, the healings, the deliverances, the miracles. I just want to take people farther into God. He put that in me long time ago, and I accept it. I want to do it.
Amen.
So you've got to have the Word of God to start pulling down these strongholds. And so when we get up here and we confess the Word of God and make a confession, what we're doing is we're taking the Word of God that agrees with what God says. This is how God looks at you. If I have you to confess, by His stripes I am healed. He sees you healed.
Amen.
That's already the picture. We're just agreeing with Him, and we're trying to get you to see that image in yourself, that eventually you will conform to the image. So you've got to take the Word of God, you've got to take confession, you've got to take praying in tongues. When you pray in tongues, you're building yourself up that you can make this trip. Don't expect to make this trip if you're not building your spirit up. You won't be able to make the trip. Some of you think you're fooling everybody that, you know, yeah, I know about praying in tongues. I pray in tongues. You think you're fooling somebody. Hey, people know if you're praying in tongues or not. We can tell. I used to not be able to tell. I took people's word for it. Even now, I'll take your word for it. Even when I know better. Even when I know the Holy Spirit is telling me different. I'll still take your word for it because I'm going to believe in faith that you will be conforming to what your mouth is saying.
Amen.
But look, you're only fooling yourself. You've got to pray and pray and pray. Now, I expect someone starting out to only pray in tongues, you know, an hour a day. You know, if they'll just do that, I'll settle for that because I know this. I know how the Holy Spirit works. And if you pray in tongues an hour a day, pretty soon you're going to want to pray more, right, Ruby? You're going to want to pray more than an hour a day, eventually. See, it's just a matter of time. So I'll accept it. But if you've been around a while, like how many years have I been coming up here?
6 years.
6 years. That's what I thought. I thought about five, but I wasn't for sure. You know, if you've been here 6 years, I expect you'd be doing a lot more than 1 hour a day. Well, yeah, but I have a job. There goes that yeah, but. Those yeah, buts will get you every time. Job doesn't make any difference. Brother Hagin used to pray in tongues while he was sitting in the barber chair, and they were using a straight razor to shave him with, and he was praying in tongues under his breath. Yeah, it'd be a good time to do that, but what I'm saying is if he can do that, you can pray in tongues under your breath on your job. Well, that'll get me fired. I said under your breath. Keep praying. You don't have to make a big deal out of it or, you know, put yourself into a place that, you know, they're going to challenge you and stuff. There's no need in that. Why not just pray in, under your breath in tongues and just keep right on rolling? You know? What Shelley does. She has to deal with the public all the time, so she don't have any choice but to pray under her breath. See? Hallelujah. You've got to pray in tongues to build yourself up. You'll never make the trip if you don't, because you've got to stay built up. Your soul will wear you down. Your soul will wear you down. It'll outdo the flesh, and the soul will outdo the spirit, and the spirit will go sinking lower and they're going higher, and then you're controlled totally, carnally. You're not even controlled by the spirit. That's what would happen. What do I do if I find myself I've already gone that way? Hey, right now is a good time to start.
Yeah.
Not too late. If your pulse is still beating, it's not too late. Get started.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You're either just being polite and listening intently, or you're actually getting it. One or the other. I'll take both. So the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments. How many have had an argument in your mind? You know deep down how God looks at it. But your mind is going crazy. Yeah, but you know, if I do this, yeah, but you know, if I do that, you know, and you got all these arguments going, and you know, and your soul is trying to argue with your spirit. Hey, if you know what's right, just tell your soul to shut up and start worshiping God.
Amen.
If you don't know what's right, take the Bible and look it up. Once again, you can't win this war without your weapons. And your weapons are here in the Bible. What are my weapons? Praying in tongues, meditating the Word of God, a little fasting along the way, then a lot more fasting along the way, worship. Worship sure gets control of that soul because it starts putting it where it's supposed to be headed. Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Now that's wonderful. That's wonderful. But if you don't know what the knowledge of God is, you're in trouble. Once again, that's where meditating the Word of God and starting to open that Bible and use it. That's where it comes in handy, because you've got to have the knowledge of God. If you don't have the knowledge of God, you're not going to be able to stop those imaginations and those arguments. You know, you got to know what God says. What does God say about your situation? You know, I got a splinter in my thumb. What does God say about that? You're healed. You're healed. What does your soul say? There's an emergency room down the road. I'm just kidding. I'm just giving her a hard time. And I know how she feels. I remember one time, long time ago, I went to slam a door, a living room door, had my thumb in the wrong place. It hurt severely. Tears came to my eyes. My knees buckled. I struggled to get up. I fell on the couch. I know how she felt. I know how she felt. What did you do? I went to the emergency room. I didn't know God then anyhow. But I knew where that emergency room was. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Stop it before it gets too far. Stop it. My soul wants to do something wrong. My flesh wants to do something wrong. Take it into captivity immediately to the obedience of Christ. Immediately. Immediately. We've got to start taking our soul and turning it toward God. We've got to start overcoming what our soul wants to do. We're not going to advance very far in this war. Whether you like it or not, you're in a war. You're in a war. You're getting the opportunity here to be in this war so that when you get to heaven, you can have reward revealed to you. That's what this war is for, is the opportunity to fight it. I don't think I want that. You don't have any choice. You can go to heaven naked, you know, without anything to your account. But you've got a unique opportunity here. I want to take this farther. And my soul is not going to stop me. I'm not going to let it stop me.
Yeah.
It's going to listen to God. It's going to be turned toward God. It's going to worship God. It's going to meditate the Word of God. My soul does not have control over me. I have control over it. Hallelujah. Repeat this after me. Money?
Money?
You don't control me.
You don't control me.
I don't serve you.
I don't serve you.
You serve me.
You serve me.
As I serve the Lord. That's what I say about money every day. That's how I look at money. It serves me as I serve the Lord. Not as I serve Walmart. As I serve the Lord. I know you have to go to Walmart and get things. I understand that. But you don't have to live for Walmart. Thank you, Jesus. Probably the right people for that probably aren't here, but anyhow. You've got to start taking control of your soul, turning it toward God, and away from it controlling you.
Amen. That's right.
Did you get anything out of this message?
Amen.
See, if you're fighting a battle in your mind and your emotions, especially emotions, they'll just do a number on you. You'll never be healed if you let your emotions, if you let your soul run your life. You'll never be healed. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is. If you're needing a healing, you better get after those emotions, that soul, and start turning it toward God. Because if not, you're never, never, never going to be healed. If your finances are in a mess, you need to start turning your soul, your emotions, your intellect toward God. If you don't, you're always going to be in a mess the next time I see you. Your finances will be in a mess then too. You'll never get them corrected. Never, never, never. Start making that confession that we just made. That'll take care of those finances. Will it be overnight? No. No, you didn't get that way overnight, did you? I don't know of anybody that did. It takes a while. I understand that. But you don't give up. Hey, that's what you're here on earth for.
Amen.
You don't have anything better to do. I got a job. Glory, hallelujah. Right now is a good time to have a job. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, I thank you for blessing my employer. I thank you for blessing me. I thank you for giving me a raise and for arranging my schedule where I can have time off to be at these special meetings tonight. I just passed along those instructions to Pastor Earl. That's what God told me to. Said, send him an email. Tell him nobody's got an excuse this time. Now, he said, I have an excuse. Are you dying? No. Then you're in rebellion. Get in here.
Amen.
I might preach the same message tomorrow night. What if I don't? What if I do? And then, Shelley's preaching Sunday morning. She might preach the same message. What if she does? That means you'll get it three times this weekend.
Hallelujah.
Hey, sooner or later you'll get it.
Hallelujah.
You know, say, you know, you've been talking about praying in tongues ever since you come out here. So, you got it? How much do you pray in tongues? I'll see whether you got it or not. I know where you're at when I come out here. I may not know until I get to the city limits. Like this evening, I didn't know until I almost got to the city limits of what to say tonight. I knew he had something important to say, and I knew there was a scared feeling in the spirit. I knew that. But I didn't know what to say until I got close to the city limits. See, God knows where you're at. I don't. He does. God knows. God knows. So I depend on Him to tell me what He wants me to say. I don't want to know every detail of your life. Man, I got enough of my own life to deal with. But listen, this is important. He's concerned. He's concerned that you're playing around. Not all. Some. Some more than others. He's concerned. Now look, I know we're crowded up here, but it doesn't make any difference. We got a street out there. We got a sidewalk. You know, in Peru, you know, we don't use buildings a lot of the times. You know, I was at the I said, you didn't hear the video, or most of you didn't. Well, you know, then the pastor's conference, and there was a turkey gobbling over here, and some kind of bird right above me, this, you know, like every day, squeaking, and I guess it thought maybe I was encroaching on its territory. I don't know what the deal was. I told him, huh? Yeah, kittens and dogs running through the place. Hey, that did not stop them from receiving. That did not stop them from getting what God had for them. I told them, I said, don't worry about the noises. I'll just tell the Americans that it's monkeys. They'll buy it. Don't worry about it. Look, I know it's a little bit crowded, but I'm going to give you a chance. If any part of this message struck a note, if any part of it struck a note, and you thought, well, he's talking about me, well, I probably was. So if there's any part of it that struck a note in your life, I just want you to come up here. And you say, well, there's not enough room. We'll just line up down through here. We'll do it one at a time. I'm just going to pray for you anyhow. I believe that the grace of God is here because of what He said. Because of what He said, the grace of God is here to set some people free in the right direction. To take these things and go farther into God. That's what I believe He's after. I'm not picking on anybody. If you think I'm picking on you, you probably need to be right in line. But I'm not trying to pick on you. I'm just trying to deliver what He wanted me to deliver. I don't know if He has a word for somebody. I know that lately, I feel an anointing comes on. Especially for people to get a word. So, before the weekend's over, probably everybody that wants one will get one. Whether it's tonight or not, I don't know about that, but I'm going to take one or two people at a time, pray for them, and then you'll have to work your way back. But we'll do it.
Amen.
We'll do it.
That's right.
It don't make me any difference what building we have. But you have a nice building here. I meant to say that earlier. I'm really impressed in the building. Go ahead. A couple more here. just lift your hands up there and just tell you what, I may or may not touch you, just start to receive right now. Because, folks, we could the worship was wonderful. I just sat there, soaked it up. But you know what? The anointing was here. We didn't even have to have worship. He was ready. And just like right now, He's just settling in. He's settling in here on Barrett. And that's that grace. And he's going to take this message to heart. See, that's what matters. If you take it to heart or not. If you take it to heart and start applying it, you're gonna gain what God wanted you to gain tonight. Now, Garrett, he wants to correct a couple of things and some thinking. There's a couple of areas he wants to correct in the days to come, and I believe that you'll receive it because you're wanting to go in farther into God. You have that desire in your heart to go farther into God, and because of that desire, the Word of God says, this part's for everybody. The Word of God says, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. What things? Whatever your need is. Spirit, soul, and body will be added unto you because you sought the Lord. Father, I just thank you right now for that grace, that anointing upon him. Just release it, Father, and give him what he needs to be able to go and take this farther into you, Father, without stopping. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Now, the name of this message, it'll be on the website eventually. I'm behind about 3 messages right now. But the website will have it on there, and you'll be able, I'm going to go ahead and include these words. I usually don't do that. But if I have a word, you'll find it on there. So don't say, send me a CD of that word that you gave me. It'll be on the website. As I sought the Lord, He set me free. Okay, Barrett, sorry. Okay, come here. Just lift your hands. Like I said, that anointing's here. He wants to turn you farther into Him. Okay, it's time to quit playing games. It's time to quit playing games, okay? Here we go. Touch, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, I thank you right now. I thank you right now. It's going to be different. If it's not different, it's because you choose for it not to be different. But it's going to be different. I believe it. Hallelujah. It's good to see you. Hallelujah. You're excused. Or you can stay and catch, whatever. Okay, a couple more. As I sought the Lord, He set me free. Quite a notepad you got there. Okay, Zach. You're first in line, so we'll go with you first. This is really good, the way this is working. He is really just, he's birthing. He's birthing. inside you. Some things are coming to the surface. Now, don't be surprised if you don't find yourself bawling, just crying up a storm, because He's wanting to jerk some things out and put some things in that you never even thought of. So He wants to take this much farther. I'm just getting revelation about this. It's not a thus saith the Lord deal. It's revelation that He's giving about you right now. It'll be on that also. I just keep getting the word change. Change is coming. Change is coming. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, Kim, like I said, I can't say anything different to the rest of you about the anointing and about the grace that's here. It's just here. It's just here doing what it's supposed to do. Well, it's been a tough year, but I got good news. I got good news. The year to come is going to make up for it, all the rest of it. That's for you, Kim. That's for you. Allison? I'm sorry. Shelley, you're going to have to help me out here. I know I'm just losing track here. Lindsay, you're next. That last one kind of got me a little bit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He wants you to step forward. To step forward and take what He has. Everything in the past is the past. He wants you to step forward and to go forward. He wants you to go forward. You're not stepping forward. He wants you to step forward. You say, well, how do I do that? It's a spiritual thing. It's by the Spirit. You step forward in the Spirit. Those emotions, when they start taking a hold, No, you're not going to do that. My spirit has control. I am with God. I am seeking God. You're not going to do that. Emotions, you stay in your place. You got to step forward because that's what He's wanting. When you step forward, you're going to get overcome by blessings. That's just the way it is. Just the way it is. Okay, I'm starting to get a little more clear now, so I apologize for missing tonight. It's just that when I prayed for Kim there, I got overcome just a little bit. Okay, a couple more. Ruby, scoot on down here. Ruby, you know, the battle, it's so tough, and these emotions and this soul just keeps trying to rule and reign. But you know what? I believe from what He's showing me that you're making some strides to win out over this, and that things are going to get better and better and better. Yes, it is a gradual thing. We understand that. We understand that. It's not something that's going to happen overnight, but you're making those strides. It is happening. It's happening, Ruby. It's happening. It's here. It's happening. It's happening. It's here. It's happening. Got to remember to get all this message on the website where they can listen, because there's a lot coming forth here. It's okay. It's okay. Emotions? No, you're not going to. You're not going to reign. God's going to reign. God's going to reign. God's going to reign. Emotions? Look, God is my God, and you're underneath Him. You're not above. Hallelujah. What are you crying about? About what's to come. That's what you're crying about what's to come. Well, just going to give it like I hear it. Change, 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 change. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Hey, you really thought you were blessed this year. When I say this year, it's, I don't know, back a ways. You thought you were blessed. You really ain't seen nothing yet. Yes, yes, you've made some strides getting those emotions where they're supposed to be. You're going to make a few more strides. But glory, hallelujah, at the strides you've made. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I just can't help but praise Him and thank Him. Hallelujah. I just seen you driving down the highway. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I praise you. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Not much falling going on here tonight. Little short on the falling area, but that's okay. That way we don't get any courtesy drops. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lacey, lift your hands. Lift your hands before I get overcome again. Had to say your name before I got overcome again. When I get overcome like that, names are out the window. It don't matter what your name is. I might not even know Shelley's name if I get in the wrong place. I tell you what. That's funny. I don't know why that struck me funny. It's really not funny. Come to me, all you children. Oh, you little children, come to me. Come to me and I will teach you and I will show you the way. That wasn't God that said that. That was her. Well, what you do is you ask for more grace. That's what I do. Come out here. I ask for more grace. Thank you for the compassion. Thank you for the grace. Thank you for the compassion. I just ask for more of it. And more of it. Hey, you ask for compassion, He'll give it to you. If He can give it to me, He can give it to anybody. Right? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Did you hear the message back there? Okay. Well, if not, it'll be on the website. Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Anyone that didn't get in line and wanted to be in this line, just come on up. Pastor, won't you come on up?
Oh,
I don't want you to tell me anything because the microphone's on and I don't want it turned off yet. So we will talk later. Okay? So I'm going to go ahead and pray for a miracle.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Just agree with me that God will correct and do whatever God needs to do.
Yes.
All of you out there, agree with me. Oh, Father, just correct it. You know how to use sutures and do sewing and stuff like that. You know how to move things around. Just correct whatever needs corrected throughout his body. Well, don't expect me to lay hands on you because it's already happening right now. So... Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. I believe you got that about the emotions, the soul. I believe you got that. Yeah, I know you did. You, who, anybody else? If not, then I need you to come up. Okay? Because this is definitely an emotion line. I believe you got the message. So we're just going to let him work right now. There it is. Just turn those emotions toward God. Turn that soul toward Him. You're not going to have control. You're not going to rule my day. You're not going to be a dictator in my life. You're not going to rule my day. God is my God. Bless God. In Jesus' name. That's the way it is.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Where's that brother of yours tonight?
Football game.
Yeah, I kind of thought so. He's probably scoring 5 or 6 touchdowns right now.
I'm tailgating right now.
Okay. He's not playing?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, isn't he playing this year?
He's playing basketball, but he's just part of the football tailgating team.
I see. Okay. He just doesn't like the lumps. Right? You can tell me. It's okay. I won't tell him. All right. He's wanting to give you direction. It's a good time for direction. You heard the message. You know the message. You've been hearing the message. You've been hearing me for I don't know how long now. I can't even remember how long it's been since you was hearing the message. So you got the message. You pray in tongues. And when that discouragement tries to come, you lift your hands and you worship God. And you say, So I'm not going to be discouraged. This is not the end. This is the beginning. And I receive that direction from God. So, get in your place. There it is. Hallelujah. Good to see you tonight. Lenny, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lenny, my goodness. It's been a war. You've been in a battle. That's okay. You're going to win. My goodness. No more discouragement. That soul, it can't control you. You're controlling it. You just have to remind it. You have to remind that soul, you're not going to control me. I control you. God is my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, that's the way it is. Father, I thank you right now. Jesus' name. She has control of it. Her soul. Her soul has to listen to her. Has to listen to her. Her spirit rises up in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We sure love you, Letty. It's been a good battle, and it's going to get gooder and gooder. Hallelujah. Can't remember your name. I'm sorry. Okay. You've been coming here very long? Or is this your first time? First time? What do you think of all this? Are you used to it? You are. Okay. I didn't scare you or anything. Because I've scared Ruby a time or two. Did she tell you about it?
No.
Oh, okay. Lift your hands. Well, you better watch them boys. Because they can get you off track. And God's got something big for you. Really big for you. I'd want to wait and find out what it is. I wouldn't get stared off track. And that soul that can get to desiring and wanting this and that, but it's okay. It's okay. It's just not God's perfect will. You know, when your soul necessarily doesn't want something that's bad, but when you compare it to what God wants, that's what makes it bad. Also a healing is going through your body. Just lift your hands straight up over your head, far as you can. Yes, Jesus, just take that a little bit more. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yeah, something straightened up in the back there. It's nice to meet you. I'm glad you came. Hallelujah. All right. All right, get up here, Lucius. Lift your hands. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know, the thing about it, your soul can lead you off of where God intends. You can be a leader and a half. But if your soul talks you out of applying that leadership correctly, then you can miss God totally and not end up where God wants. And then, yeah, you get to heaven, but you get up there and you find out, man, I had all that at my disposal. He wanted that for me, and I missed it because I let my soul turn that leadership gift a different direction. So you got to really watch. You got to keep that soul in place, in its place. You can't let it get out of hand because He's placed leadership in your life. You're a leader. You are not a follower. You are not a follower. You're a leader. So keep that soul going the right direction. Sure, good to see you again tonight. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Make sure I didn't miss anyone for tonight. Tomorrow night be a different menu. Different menu tomorrow night. We had steak, filet mignon tonight. So it's going to have to be really good tomorrow night to be filet mignon. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you. Thank you, Father. You're probably about ready to receive the offering, aren't you? Yes. I stepped in because I couldn't wait any longer on the anointing. I was enjoying it, but he was giving me the nudge to go ahead with it. And so that's why I stepped in. Hallelujah. But I think I'm done for tonight. But look out.
Hallelujah. All right, get your tithes ready.
Oh my goodness. Gracious, gracious, gracious.
To meet your need. So out of necessity tonight.